And yesterday, we were shocked along with everyone else to learn that Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash along with eight others. The former Lakers star dying at the age of 41, and it certainly sent shockwaves around the world, including here to Miami and here to the Mavericks, where Mark Cuban had quite a few things to say and do yesterday.
Yeah, we read you earlier, and you're hearing it on our station promos, Dirk's tribute to Kobe. Also, Luca tweeted, "Not you, RIP Mamba. Thank you for everything you showed and did for the world." And Mark Cuban had several tweets about Kobe. "We can never forget how precious life is, how those who are special to you, never let them forget how deeply you love them." And then he and the Mavericks organization issued a longer statement. And then it came down just about 5 hours after the news broke that Kobe had been killed in that copter crash, that the Mavericks were retiring his number 24. And Mark Cuban said, "In honor of Kobe Bryant, nobody will ever wear number 24 again for the Mavericks."
Pretty quick reaction.
I found that a little odd. It's a very weird decision, I thought. It was such a quick decision, and I understand Mark and Kobe knew each other very well and competed against each other in terms of their franchises for 20 years. And in a way, your opponents, your adversaries, are as big a part of your story as your stars. You know, we didn't see Kobe every night. We saw Dirk every night. Obviously, Dirk is bigger to the organization, but those Dirk years were made that much better by Kobe and by Duncan and by Garnett and all the stars that they competed against and sometimes lost to, sometimes defeated. But I thought the decision to retire 24 was really weird on a lot of levels. As far as I can tell, as of now, they're the only organization to have done this. I don't know if any other organization's going to do this.
Have the Lakers done it yet?
The Lakers have done it, yes. Organization outside of Kobe's team that he played for. It seemed really quick. And then my other first thought was, here's Mark Aguirre, the legendary Mavs 24. We've all been wanting his number to be retired. Blackman and Aguirre, they were joined at the hip. The first incarnation of a really great Mavericks team in the 80s. And Roe is up there in the rafters, and a lot of us have thought Mark's 24 should be up there in the rafters. And now Kobe gets his 24 retired before Mark Aguirre gets his 24 retired, and it just doesn't seem right to me.
Does that eliminate the ability for them to retire 24 as Mark Aguirre as well?
No, they can, but if you're Mark Aguirre, aren't you thinking, wow.
It's already up there.
He didn't, yeah.
You can't double retire a number.
You know, the Dan McDowell to him.
Yeah, he didn't play a game for you. I am still, you know, in your top five on a lot of scoring categories and games and whatever, and I don't get my number up there. I just thought it was very strange.
It's a little strange, but I wouldn't be surprised if eventually it's a league-wide thing.
They Jackie Robinson him?
I don't think they would do that.
I don't think they will either.
I don't know. I think a lot of people feel the way Cuban did. It is awfully fast.
And is maybe Dirk's just number retired?
Not yet.
So they've retired Kobe's number, who didn't play for the Mavericks.
Right. It's fast.
It was really fast.
Ahead of Dirk.
No, I don't think Kobe will ever get the league-wide number retired. Jackie Robinson got it retired because he broke the color barrier. He was socially significant in a way that maybe no athlete ever was. But Kobe,
was Kobe the first African-American to play in the league?
No,
of course not. And I'm not saying what he did was a greater feat than what Jackie Robinson did at all. I'm just saying the reaction to someone who dies early can be much like what Cuban did yesterday, and that maybe that someone in the league will petition for that. I can see that happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you might be right. That may be announced by the league today. I don't think that's going to happen.
Or something for him, if it's not a number retirement league-wide, it's some sort of, I don't know, a war that's named for Kobe, just like the Roberto Clemente Award in Major League Baseball.
Oh, yeah, that makes
sense. There's some sort of homage to him. I don't know what it would be.
But the Dallas Mavericks retiring Kobe's number, just if I first hear that, I go, I doesn't pass the 5-second rule of, okay, explain to me again.
I mean, I get it. I understand that they're caught up in the moment and they're trying to pay tribute, and it's intended as a very nice thing and an honor. I just found it really fast and really strange and kind of rude to Mark McGwire.
Right.
Yeah, that makes it a little awkward. I thought you had a 3-second rule. It's 5-second?
No, the 3-second rule is I don't want my man to look at any
woman
than 3 seconds.
All right.
So speaking of the Mavs and Kobe, Kevin Sherrington wrote about this in the Morning News, that the death of Kobe brings back that story that the Morning News did circa 2016, where Cuban told them that Kobe was almost a maverick. And he thought he had actually swung the deal. This is back in 2007, the 2007 offseason. So the Mavericks have just experienced that incredible disappointment of losing to the Heat in the finals, blowing that lead, and then being outed in the first round by Golden State the following year, an 8 seed beating a 1. And so, as Kevin writes, Cuban was looking to push the Mavs over the top. So he offered the Lakers because Kobe had said to Los Angeles, I want a trade. I'm not happy, because reports came out from within the organization that he was responsible for Shaq's exit. So he didn't like how that was painting him, and he thought that people in the Laker organization leaked that, so he's ticked at the organization. So Cuban gets wind of this and says, hey, if you guys are offering Kobe, here's the deal. I'll give you Josh Howard, Jason Terry, and a bunch of draft picks, and I'll help you with a salary dump. And Cuban told the Morning News in Kevin's column, I could have sworn we had a deal done.
He was telling everybody on the set of Dancing with the Stars it was going to happen, that it was done.
It didn't happen, obviously, and nobody knows why. Cuban didn't give a reason why it didn't happen. Kobe said in a later interview that Chicago was his preferred destination that summer, that he had vetoed a trade that they worked out with Detroit because Detroit wasn't on one of his list of teams he'd play for. He never mentioned the Mavericks necessarily, but Mark certainly did. And can you imagine how that would have changed the course of the NBA over the next,
oh my gosh,
8 to 10 years if Kobe and Dirk had played together? And, you know, Kobe always really liked Dirk. Kobe was a big Dirk fan. Even before Dirk got his championship, or even before Dirk won his MVP, Kobe was a huge Dirk fan when Dirk first burst onto the scene. So Kobe probably would have loved playing with Dirk.
I mean, it's impossible to – it's fun to guess at. I would say multiple titles.
I would think so.
2 or 3.
Yeah.
They certainly won one without him in 2011. Yeah, I think they would have won at least 2 or 3.
I guess some would depend on the coach and what they built around him. But if Kobe won 2 with Pau Gasol, I think he could have won a couple with Dirk.
I think you and I could have coached, and they could have won 2 titles with those two. Yeah, I also saw in an ESPN article that Cuban – guess that either then Laker executive Mitch Kupchak, he's no longer executive with them, I don't think, or Jerry Buss nixed the deal. That eventually they took a stronger look at it and said, could you imagine the revolt in Los Angeles if that had happened?
Yeah. If you're getting Josh Howard and Jason Terry,
oh my
God bless them.
They would have. Yeah, they would have protested.
Shaq has already moved on, and he's kind of coming to the end of his career at that point, but he's already moved on to Miami, and then and they don't have either of those guys that brought them 3 titles. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And so, really, that's what ultimately nixed it. There's no way the Lakers could do that.
No, they looked at it and said, we just can't do this.
We got to talk him off the ledge, and they did, and he stayed and won 2 more titles. So, yeah, they've been joined at the hip, the Mavs and Kobe, for a long, long time. And that's why Dirk and even Luka, you know, Kobe had recently been at one of their games and talked to Luka afterwards. And that picture circulated on social media yesterday of the two of them having a big laugh and hug together. And, you know, Kobe had to be a fan of what he's seeing out of Luka. And, of course, Luka grew up watching Kobe, so he was a huge fan of his.
Have you seen that highlight of Luka about the inbound and Kobe's ragging him from behind?
Yes.
And I guess he said it in his native language, too, which was pretty awesome. And Luka turned around and shook his hand. Yeah, this young generation, I'm powered by Kobe. And, you know, huge influence on guys like Luka and guys who've just come into the league here in the last couple of years.